But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Oh, it's such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting the NFL playoffs, buckle up. Betting football's hard enough as it is. We're doing the research for you. So listen to Cash the Ticket with Mike Valeni and I. We'll be dropping new episodes for every single playoff game. And that's going to be storylines leading into it, so some good football stuff, but also the betting nuggets you're looking for. Sides, totals, trends, player props, throw those in there too. Pre-game and post-game, we're going to be all over the postseason. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Rise Guys suck. Tickle it, guys.
Hello, mother.
Oh, ready? My Lord, we were just sitting here running off the mouth. Not even paying attention.
You didn't.
What?
I mean, it came up pretty quick.
Yeah, it's usually like a 63-second intro, I believe. I used to have it down to a fine point. Like, I like to challenge myself when it comes to time, but it is how I gave myself a concussion one time as well.
Oh, no.
I always played the game of when I would put food in the microwave and I also had to go number one. I would, you know, obviously if it's like a 7-minute cooker, yeah, I can do that. I might even pull a number two off in that time, but
ooh.
If it's like a minute, I'm like, I can do this. And I'll take off down the hall and blah,
super
blah, blah.
Pooper.
No, this is just for number one.
Oh.
But I'm like, can I beat the microwave? And I was getting there. This was years and years ago. And I came around the corner and all of a sudden, bam, hit the wall. And I woke up, I ain't lying, probably an hour or two later in the floor.
I know
I had a concussion because I had a wonky headache for like 2 or 3 days and I didn't go to the doctor. Kids, go to the doctor if you feel concussed.
Was your stuff out by chance?
No, I mean, I'd already went out of the bathroom and left, but I was, you remember the apartment that I lived in, Fat Boy, where you screwed with my internet and changed all my
made
colors?
Oh, that was probably the nicest apartment.
I love that. But you know what's funny is over Christmas, I talked to somebody who lives nearby, and I told him what I used to pay there. He's like, yeah, it's like four times that now.
What? Oh, my gosh.
Oh, yeah. So it would not be in my wheelhouse now.
He's so close to the blade.
Oh, God, man. But, yeah, I was rounding that corner because, you know, that corner right there, and I cut it too close, whammo, right in the head.
I just imagine you laying there. Like, you just made it out of the bathroom, but, like, everything else is on your pants, but your fly's undone and your gimmick's hanging out.
Does it creep you out that he can imagine that intimate moment of you?
I consider it a compliment, to be honest with you.
And then the EMS shows up and is like, well, his gimmick's hanging out.
Uh-oh.
Should we tuck it back in before we put him on the gurney? How'd we get in the house, by the way?
That's true. They have a master key like everybody else.
Is that what the first responders all have, a skeleton key for everyone's car or home?
They got it. They should. Oh, does the locksmith have?
They can get in because I remember I got mad at Chris and I changed the locks while he was gone. And I came home and he's sitting in the house.
What? Wait a minute. Did you break up with him?
No, I just changed the locks.
That's a little.
What does a woman decide during, you know, I'm going to change the locks and I'm going to forget to even tell my husband that we're doing this and I'm not going to make him a key.
No.
Go ahead.
No.
You kept the marriage together. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah. And then he goes, you keep forgetting I can get into any building. I'm a firefighter. And I said, okay, well, how? Tell me how you did this. And he rocked the sliding glass door till it opened.
Wow.
Even with it locked?
Yeah.
Oh, must be a trick.
Oh.
I'm going to try to go
that
do that.
In a karate pose right now.
I don't know how he did that, but I never did it again. It was
you talking about the traditional one where you would put the piece of wood down so in case someone...
I don't know.
Because my mom and dad used to have that. Now they have these... Well, she has this these open... Whatever. I don't know. I'm not an architect. But...
Well, here's the deal.
She would put a piece of like a wood slat in between the second tier of the door so no one could do maybe this. I always thought she was being overprotective, like when she put masking tape over her webcam on her laptop, and then I felt stupid like 8 years later.
It's got to be what that's for, right? That piece of wood.
Yeah.
So but, you can't rock the door.
But, man, that's crazy. Why would they not just... As a firefighter, I would think, and I'm not one. I'm more of a fire starter. Not with my mind like that blonde little girl, but you ever see that movie, Firestarter?
I was going to watch Stephen it, King. And I'm like, if I don't do it immediately, I forget about the movie, whatever it is.
It ain't bad. It's is it Drew Barrymore? Is that who it is? Or is it the little girl from Poltergeist? I forget now.
They redid it, right? I thought you were talking about
Drew Barrymore. Maybe you're onto that.
Might be.
Okay.
I forget, because she was in... She was an E.T. I mean, she wasn't an actual E.T., but she was in it. Okay, so same one. But I digress.
I'm trying to remember the last movie I watched now.
Did you watch the one that I texted you over the break to watch?
Which one was that?
Carry On.
Ooh.
Yeah, that was good.
God, that was solid, luggage? Man. Yeah, huh?
Carry On as a luggage department?
Well, I don't want to give too much away.
Well, I mean, I just assumed that it had...
It's not an inspirational not
like,
statement.
Not like snakes on a plane. Like,
carry on, my friend. Carry on. It's more like, yeah, you need to check that. No?
Yeah.
It's a carry on.
Oh, you know what sucks?
It has to do with
an
airplane.
Going.
Okay, it's really good.
When you look that movie up, you know, there are articles that says, well, you know, people that actually do that job say that they got a lot of stuff wrong.
Well, you know what? It's called suspending your belief, or what is it? Suspend disbelief.
That's what it is. But they always do that for whatever movie. I watched a movie called The Substance.
The Substance?
Ooh, that sounds scary.
It's good and odd. It's Demi Moore.
These names are too demure now. They're too, like, avant-garde, like the way bars now. Bars used to be called Willie's Hot Taco and Cantina. You had a strange name, and now it's all like drink. Poor, wet.
Oh, well, her eyes look creepy.
Missing the consonant or the verb or verb, vowel, pardon. I know it's a V word. I don't like that. I like crazy names like Zach's Oyster Bar.
Uh-huh.
Crazy Zach's. The Dollhouse.
You got too many E's.
Silver Fox. Oh, I'm getting some pops off that one, I bet.
This is a... It was a movie about you could take a substance to become a younger, better version of yourself.
Oh.
It's kind of like Limitless a little bit.
Yeah.
Oh, that's kind of creepy.
With a lot of nudity.
Oh.
A whole lot.
With her?
Oh, yeah. Demi Moore's naked. Margaret Qualley, who's hot, she's naked.
Did you fact check that? Like, is that really her or is that AI? Because I think now, like, that's going to become a big, big thing is... Women who's like, I don't want to do a nude scene. Well, we can put in the press that it was AI. Oh, okay. I'll do it then.
Yeah, I looked it up as far as Margaret Qualley goes. She was like, it was really her because she had, like, that's Andy McDowell's daughter.
Oh, I was thinking it was Talib Qualley's daughter.
She's dark hair.
Yeah. She's in a bunch of stuff. But she was like, you know, she had to tell people not to watch it, like her dad, you know, don't watch this movie. You know, it was cool her mom saw it, but her mom's like, nobody should watch this because you're naked. And, so it's really
helping
her
to sell it. Is what she's doing,
but it's a good movie, but it's kind of weird too.
Yeah,
but like for me to watch a movie now to really invest, I couldn't watch that one straight through. I had to start and stop it. Like I
got called The Submarine. You say
The Substance. Yeah.
Substance.
Yeah.
Substance.
But I can't watch a movie straight.
As in a substance.
Yeah.
You're you onto something, buddy.
That you would take.
Like a drug. Is it an illegal substance?
And then things.
Is this something someone could mule into the country?
No. Then, you know, hijinks ensue. Things go awry.
Oh, yeah. People start stealing people's youth or whatever.
Or they don't. If you don't follow the plan, you see the consequences. God.
I like a plot like that. They often suck, though. Like, there was a movie years ago that it sucked me right in. Mm. Almost like that thing they gave us at the Adam and Eve Christmas party.
Uh-oh. I didn't get that.
Well, you don't need it.
Oh, dang it.
I said it sucked me right in. Babe.
I feel like I was left out of that.
Nevertheless, the movie starred Justin Timberlake, and it was something about how your time was currency.
I remember that was a good movie.
Yeah, because I'm going to spoil it a little bit. So if you ever going to go watch this movie from like 10, 12, 15 years ago maybe, I'm about to tell you a major plot thing. You have to get over the border of your little district or whatever, because this is way in the future. And, of course, you know, it's a barcode on your arm, Mark of the Beast. And you have to get into your zone before midnight or 10 p.m. or whatever it is, dusk. And she doesn't get over it, and she's looking down, and her time runs out, and she dies right there in Justin Timberlake's arms. I cried.
Was that Mila Kunis? I can't remember if she was in it.
I don't remember if it was her or not.
It was a good movie.
It was good, but it fizzled, though. I remember thinking, like, God, this could have been so much more.
Didn't you, like, Siskel and Ebert, that show kind of helped as a kid. It felt like there was some stuff you'd never see, but, like, you know, for the most part, that's how you heard about movies.
Yeah.
Now people going Rotten Tomatoes and see what the score is.
And that started off so small, though, itself. Rotten Tomatoes is now like Carfax. Like, you know, you buy a car, you get a free Carfax. The good dealerships do that. Well, then, you know, now you go to some of the streamers and it'll show you the Rotten Tomatoes rate on there.
Which I never read the reviews. I just look at the score.
I don't either, because the way I look at it is if you are taking the time to blog about a movie or go and put some kind of all this information in a computer and rating it or whatever, you're too full of yourself. Like, you're taking it too serious, I think.
Like, I don't care about the themes, what it's trying to say.
No, I don't want a social message with it at all.
Tell me if it's good.
Look at the movie company and kind of decide that for several years. Like, am I going to get a slap on the wrist at the end of this movie? You're going to make me feel bad about the color of my skin.
I saw people were arguing about the Francis Ford Coppola movie, the new one he did, Megalopolis. I saw a preview, and I'm like, this looks dumb. I would never watch it. And then people were like, well, you have to watch it because of this, that, and what it means, you know, and like what it's trying to say. I'm like, it looks stupid.
Just say it. Like, save everybody some time.
You could tell from a trailer, right, if a movie looks stupid or not.
Sometimes. I think the trailer, okay, so this is something I'd love to ask, like, and Paige, I know you're an actor and you know screenwriters and all that stuff, but I want to ask, like, I was going to sound big-headed. I want to ask, like, an accomplished one, like a real famous one, and say, do you also do the trailers? Because that is so damn important. As the director, I guess maybe that would be the producer.
Wouldn't that be the worst part of the whole process is editing?
Obviously, if you make a movie, you think it's pretty damn good. And you got to take what could be 100 or 90 minutes up to 3 hours and sell it to me. Sell me this pin on this elevator right now. Sell me this in 45 seconds. Because now times they've got 15 seconds on the tail end telling you which pizza place you can get a free toy related to it or whatever. Like, they all slap that together now.
Do you think that Quibi came at the wrong time? Because I don't know why that wouldn't work now. If you don't know, Quibi was a service that had short films and movies and TV shows, but they were not longer than 15 minutes.
Was it a NBC Universal guy that he left his position because he said people's attention spans are eroding, that we need to just make 15-minute movies now.
Yep, I forgot who it was.
It wasn't Brandon Tarkenton?
Tartikoff.
Yeah, Fran Tarkenton. Yeah.
Was it Jeff Zucker? I don't think, maybe.
It was one of them. One of them that sounds like they'd be on a flat log you wouldn't want to be on.
I feel like it was at the wrong time. Kevin Hart lost a lot of money on it. He was a big investor.
I mean, that's... I feel like you're just... It'd be like us saying, hey, we do 4 hours a day, but we think people only need 1 hour a day. I mean, we're literally shooting ourselves in the foot. Why would you do that? That's dumb. I think you need 6 hours a day.
Oh, wow.
I didn't mean live. I just go back and listen to some more of the old stuff.
Yeah, I would agree.
I mean, that's. I think even, and this is maybe, shoot myself in the toe. I think for those of you, and I mean this from the absolute bottom of my heart, for those of you that listen to all 4 hours every day, get a life. No, I'm kidding. You are awesome people. Like, no, I mean,
thank you.
That is 1/6 of your day. I mean, think about that. That is, I like you more than the ones that listen only 1 hour. So yeah. I want you to know that. You'll be in the will.
Plus, I know.
Won't be anything in the will, but you'll be in it.
I know you're TikToking too. I
no, I'm not.
Well, you know, the people are talking.
Yeah,
I would never understand how that works.
I don't feel want like to.
I'm pretty smart. I cannot figure it out.
It's too busy. I use the crutch of it's a Chinese company and they're spying on me as the reason I didn't want to get on it at first, because I kind of believed that at first and I still do, I guess. But now it's like I'm past the point of giving an F and I don't want to try to waste time of learning it.
Don't.
My favorite's Instagram, and why? It's a picture book. And it's usually not as smeary, you know.
It's easy.
Like X now. God. I want to like it, but God, it's so like downtrodden. Like I told Fatboy, I was looking at the front page of my X thing where they spoon feed you crap you don't even follow, but they kind of know you a little bit because they're like, you can watch this, aren't you?
Yeah.
And I'm sitting there and it's like, downtrodden. Oh, Donnie and Marie's brother died. I mean,
rest in peace.
Most people don't even know who Donnie and Marie are. I'm old enough to know he is an Osmond, but his brother died, and it was a promoted post on X. And I'm like, it's this aura of just dystopian depression.
He's the first one of 2025, right? Wayne. Mm-hmm. You know who it was? Wayne Osmond.
Wayne Osmond.
Yeah.
He was 73.
Well, yeah, but I mean, that's.
I know. It's like by association, you know, you get the name now.
But it's the run to make it, I don't know. And we've proven before that that's just the way the world is. Remember, we were trying to do Good News Friday. We did it 1 week where we said, we're not going to do an FOF. More on that later. And we'll have you call in with nice things that happened to you this week. Oh my God! I mean, it was they were calls, but they were just like
they weren't good. People like bad news. I like to see some bad news. Like, I don't want to see a lot of good news. Good news is not news, really. I feel like I can find
that's
that
why they
anywhere.
They give you that squirrel water skiing at the end of all the you know, you're losing your 401k, heart attacks are at an all time high. Ugh.
You know the other thing.
More on the New Orleans suspect. But here's a squirrel. Right. Guys, check this out. I know we were crying a moment ago, but hover around and watch this squirrel. He's water skiing.
If you miss Banana George, here's a squirrel. You know what else sucks about X is not only will it flood your timeline of people you don't follow or stuff you might not watch, you get the metrics on your engagement when you post something, and in my case, it's going to be low. It gets defeated and knocked down because, you know, I'm not verified anymore. So I'm not paying for that, you know, big exposure.
Right.
To put the stuff out there.
I don't know that it is big, especially on there, because
it's like a bunch of people talking at once. Nobody listening.
And because you see that check mark, you're like, oh, they must be. Remember the thing I told you the other day, and it was about the stuff in New Orleans. I don't want to get into all that, but it was someone who made a very disparaging comment about our soon-to-be president because of all this stuff. And the person was verified, check mark, and somebody pointed out, this guy, this is his first post ever, and he's been on here for like 4 years and follows humpteen thousand people. It's like, you're a bot. You come in, you stir it up, and then that post gets deleted once it's stirred up the hornet's nest. It's maddening. But Elon's like, well, I will take your $9, $15, $20, I don't know, whatever it costs to verified on there. Of course they're going to accept that money. And dumb people will see that check mark and say, oh, God, this person really, they must know something. Because they said that was an FBI jacket on the back of that truck. I mean, whatever, you know?
All the information.
The amount of information and the sifting through the information. And even then, like I talk about the check marks. Well, this is a news company, guys, that said this. You know, I mean, well, that don't mean a hill of beans anymore.
I wish there was a way to find out, you know, we have to have a presence, obviously. But I wish we could find ones that people don't use as much and just kind of get off it. Like, I got three of them that I don't really like.
Facebook,
Instagram, X.
You got Snapchat.
Yeah, I got Snapchat. I don't really use it much.
I use it for the sword throwing game. I love that game. it's a science to it. You got to know right when to hurl the sword. And it's at the top of the bricks, y'all.
Yeah.
The sword is going around in the air and you get the level with the bricks, let go of it, and you'll hit like 400 yards.
I have a TikTok, but I rarely open it. I have one video.
Big Brown loves TikTok.
I know somebody that shops from it, and I don't know.
I do too. His name's Big Brown.
It is too complicated. It's too busy. When they get on there and fight each other arcade style,
yeah.
I don't know what that is or like what it means.
It's like when my daughter and her friends would watch people on YouTube, this humpteen years ago, but they would watch people, not humpteen, but let's say 8, 9, they would watch YouTube videos of people playing video games, but also that person would be in the corner of the game, you'd see their face, and then a chat would be going on the right-hand side of the screen. You see, it's like inception. You watching a guy playing a video game from hours ago while other people are commenting live on that guy playing a video. I thought, what?
Too many people have a voice, and that's the problem.
You take away remote controls. People, if they had to get up and change the YouTube channel every time or whatever, you know, like, they wouldn't watch as much damn TV.
There's no more.
They just watch loops of the same crap.
We're going to miss entering a number to go to a channel. You can't even do that anymore.
No, because, whatever platform. I do mine in alphabetical order. That way I always know. Because they change them.
Yeah.
All right. That music to go to break ended 5 minutes ago.
I'm old.
Good news, bad news. Which one do you want first?
Same time. Is that possible?
Yes. Half of FTR is coming in today.
No. Only half?
Yeah.
That's okay.
Which is one?
That's one, because there's two members.
It's still good.
Simple math there. Oftentimes, so there's three members, you know, like right now it's rated FTR.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Yeah.
It could be somebody else.
I sent a text.
Or we could be getting worked. It could be me.
With wrestlers, you don't know.
You really don't know. They can make a grand entrance. Could be all three.
I mean, Danny from AEW could bring in an axe that he bought at Home Depot. Say, look, he's here. Worked you again.
So we saw Hacksaw buying his 2x4s. He cuts up and sells at conventions.
Brilliant, brilliant man. All right. Dax Harwood from FTR, the one half of the greatest tag team alive today in wrestling, will be in studio. Asheville's very own, straight out of Asheville, will be in here 8 o'clock hour. And before that, who knows? We'll see what happens. We encourage you to text us, 72341, the TLCMotors.com text line. Standard data text rates apply. Paige, what is up in that plexi of yours?
Well, a driver was caught speeding over 100 miles per hour, but that's not the weirdest thing. It's what he was doing at the time. We'll get into that story next in your Rise Guys headlines.
I'm afraid to guess.
Well, I mean, your mind's in the gutter like mine.
It was going to be.
Is it a receiving or giving question?
You'll find out.
Oh, yeah.
Is there a fist involved?
9 times out of 10, if she pulls the story, it's going to be an in-the-gutter answer because she knows what pops us. So it makes sense. All right, I'm going to say he was receiving.
Yeah. Okay.
Because, I mean, if it started getting good, your foot – I like to plank when I'm really getting excited sexually.
Oh, my God. Oh,
and wow. That would make your foot go faster on the gas.
It really would.
I'm going to learn a lot here. Maybe that's why it was clocked at 107 miles an hour.
Whew.
I'm going to say he was facilitating himself.
Mm.
I would say that he's that guy who asked you that question when you were getting out of your car yesterday.
Oh, my God.
More on that, too. All right, it's the Rise Guys. Happy Friday.
Feed your need for TRG.
Oh, yes, it's good.
At theriseguys.com and on the Odyssey app.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Love the Rise Guys.
The Rise Guys.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everyone.
Yeah.
And these are my favorite kind of stories because you never know what really happened until I tell you what the truth of it. And this driver was speeding at 107 miles per hour.
Damn.
Oh, he was pulled over. And see, you always have dirty minds and you're thinking, well, it must be something naughty because, you know, it's what you're assuming.
Well,
this happened on a Missouri interstate. It led police officers to find the driver and he was flying down the interstate.
It was Superman.
And during the stop, investigators say that they found that the driver had been playing a video game while driving. He also...
God, was it the sword thing on Snapchat?
He also had a suspended driver's license. Oopsie.
Oh, it's going to get you some time, right?
But it does. Does it not really say?
It doesn't say what he was playing.
Probably Candy Crush. You know, you're watching crappy TV when the commercials are for Candy Crush. I'm serious. You're watching like absolute garbage TV. Because I was watching a show over the Christmas break, and that was a commercial. Like a minute and a half.
Or they'll trick the celebrities on Cameo into doing cameos for games.
Really?
But it has the Cameo watermark on the video.
Oh, God.
It could be like, you know, they'll charge.
They have one, and then the one says, for Christmas, my wife gave me this weird tool, and we all laughed at her till I used it. And this is an amazing tool. You can get yours right now. And I'm like, God, please. How did your wife find out about it if you're the big tool guy? That's weird.
You have all the backstory things to do that you can't wait till you get home is to play a game.
There's no tears to celebrity anymore. Like, I saw a Monopoly commercial that had Jason Momoa on it, Chris Pratt.
Ooh.
I'm like, these are like, you know,
hotties.
Big movie stars. What are you doing a Monopoly commercial for? For a phone game.
Fun.
Well,
I guess.
Money.
I bet you it's, that would, I don't know why, other than it's a brand, and the way they've repackaged it now is taking it like that Pokemon way.
Yeah.
With the Monopoly Go. It's like the chasing, I mean, eventually we all going to be wearing them headsets. And we're just all going to be this. It's like we're in a haunted house. We're just feeling around the world, walking out in front of buses and all kinds of things.
Especially with the NBA. They backed off on the VR for about a few years until they saw the headsets were coming back in. And then they're like, okay.
Same thing with MetaQuest, right? Meta? Is that the one? Not MetaQuest.
Oculus.
Well, Oculus is, that's the one. I sound like such a hypocrite now. It's the one I just got for the grandson. I used it too, though.
Yeah, well, I mean, he could use it for like educational, I guess. Whatever.
Absolutely.
Or boxing.
You know what sucks is like he's into Spider-Man now, and I got him or Santa Claus got him. He knows I got it for him. You remember the things you'd blow them up, and they, when you're a kid, they stand about 3-4 foot high. It'd be your favorite superhero, or whatever. It was called a punching bag. You'd put water in the bottom, and it would fall down.
Yeah.
Well, we're in such a pussy world now that they call it a bop bag because they don't want to put the word punch.
Bop bag.
My favorite world.
It's a bop bag.
A bop bag. Come on, man.
I'm like, oh, dude, can't put punch on there now. Can't have a basketball team named after something that has protected our country for years, and that's bullets.
That's true.
Well, yesterday, if you were commuting in this area around 2:45 in the afternoon, all six lanes on 85 near mile marker 44 were shut down.
My marker.
Boy, I bet people were pissed.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you think?
Oh, my gosh.
I know you were pissed, Robbie, on Facebook, buddy of mine.
Yes, they were.
Traffic updates.
Robbie, buddy of mine.
It's like, hey.
So this bomb threat prompted a stretch of the whole interstate on 85 to shut down in Greenville County.
All right, I'm just going to say what I saw.
Go ahead.
That whole thing overshadowed a dead body they found at a gas station parking lot not too far from where that happened.
Huh.
Well, it was a little blurb. Body found in parking lot.
Just found this?
Like in a car.
Huh.
But the big story was this.
Yeah.
Person's name I cannot say, like, because I don't know how to pronounce it.
Well,
and it's like five or six names.
You cared enough, you would.
I don't think you figure out
the NBA players.
My GED training only goes
Giannis
so far.
Giannis Antetokounmpo, DJ Ulele.
Ulele.
How about Larry Bird? How about Patrick Ewing?
You know who's got the greatest sports name ever? Bo Nix.
Bo Nix.
Five letters.
Also, what's the there's one in the – not Bol Bol. There's another one in NBA. It's like Mingo Mingo or something. It's the same name. First and last name's the same word.
Oh,
it's not Bol Bol either.
I can't remember.
Bol Bol.
Bol Bol is the only one I can think of.
Yeah, there's another one, too. It's like – it sounds like, you know, I'm not going to say. I shouldn't say. It doesn't sound –
You talk about Usman Jang?
Like there's vowels missing. It's almost like frou-frou bars. Like it's like you have an MKJEMBA.
Njugumba. Oh yeah.
I mean, teach me how to say it.
Like Adewale Ogunbowale.
Leonard Skinner had to actually enunciate it on that album. Pronounce Leonard Skinner. If people couldn't figure it out. All right. Fab Boy. Thank you, Paige.
You're welcome.
Fab Boy, what is up in sports?
Let's talk about the Sugar Bowl yesterday. And while we were gone, Paige's favorite quarterback got a job. He's going to coach now. We'll tell you who that is.
She doesn't know.
She don't know. I tell you what, it's not Joe Montana. Even though it's all he's going to sell his big house in Napa Valley because he can't really run it anymore.
Oh.
It's not Montana.
It's my favorite one.
Paige's other favorite quarterback.
Okay. Matt Stafford.
He's going to coach now. Nope, not Matt Stafford.
Is he from here in Greenville?
Nope. Not from Greenville.
Greenville's ever given us any quarterbacks of note.
I mean, in South Carolina?
No. But he did play
for Georgia or San Francisco?
He did play for a professional team in Georgia years ago.
Oh, Brett Favre?
No. But, you know, right.
Chris Chandler.
Right team.
Obviously. Chris Chandler's a prick. I met him two different occasions, and he was the biggest jerk.
Man, is Brad Johnson cool? I don't want to hear Brad Johnson's not cool.
I don't think I met Brad Johnson.
From Black Mountain.
No, I didn't ever meet
him. I wonder if he lives there now. I bet Big Brown knows him. You know Brad Johnson, Big Brown? Super Bowl champion.
Text in. They like to go spelunking together.
What, in caves?
Hey.
Yes. Right. Yeah, there's a lot of them.
Do that in rest areas, right?
No.
You can spelunk all you want.
No. That's it. Parks in Spartanburg. Good morning, everybody.
The Odyssey app. Make your phone. Get the Rise Guys daily podcast. Stream the Rise Guys every morning.
Yeah, man. I love that stuff.
Everywhere. The Odyssey app rocks.
This is the Rise Guys morning show.
The Rise Guys. Get to the point when they call in.
The Rise Guys morning show continues.
The Rise Guys.
And now, Rise Guys Sports with Fat Boy.
Now, let me hit you with a little sports history.
All right.
It was this day in 1920. This Boston Red Sox baseball club owner sold Babe Ruth to the New York Yankees for $125,000 in cash and a $350,000 loan, starting the 84-year curse of the Bambino.
He also used that money to fund a Broadway play that ended up being a miserable failure, too.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know
that. His initials JR?
No.
Oh. What is his initials?
HF.
I don't know.
I didn't either. Harry Frazee?
Oh, okay. He sold it to Jacob Rupert.
Frazee?
Yankees. As Adam backwards.
Babe in this picture looks, well.
Looks like his granddaughter.
They got a little Linda Ruth in him.
Looked like Mother Fratelli a little bit.
Ah, dang it. Which kind of look like Sam Kinison.
They all kind of just look like each other. So weird.
Georgia got stomped yesterday, which kind of surprised a lot of people, me included. And they're out of the college football playoff. So now the Final Four, you got Ohio State and Texas. Here's what's weird.
What's weird? Oh, okay, go ahead.
They've each won, like Notre Dame yesterday won the Sugar Bowl.
Yeah.
Well, Notre Dame is going to
play. Screw you, Bo Collins.
He called a touchdown.
Mm-hmm.
Penn State's going to play Notre Dame in the Orange Bowl. So they got a chance to go win another bowl. See, so just win bowls left and right.
Will they finish these bowl games before the actual Super Bowl?
You know what? They will, because the national championship is January the 20th, which is a Monday in Atlanta. And TBD versus TBD as of now.
Oh, Paige, who you got?
Atlanta.
Okay. Here we go.
I hate saying this.
They're the home team.
I think Ohio State is going to win the whole thing. I think it's starting to heat up. I don't like Ohio State. But in fairness to them, I don't like any team that's not Clemson.
Well, that is true. So, you don't.
I thought Oregon was going to get
it. What about that one? I can't remember his name now. The guy who's just – he wasn't even dressed out. God bless.
Funny you mentioned that.
Oh, my God.
You're talking about Georgia walk-on player. Parker Jones.
That's it. Mm. Oh, how embarrassing is this?
I got the video. So look, you know this. In case you don't know,
because this is your team. This is the guy you should. If you have his jersey, burn it.
So
no, actually, you wouldn't have his jersey. He wasn't even dressed out.
Here's the return. Georgia's going on the return here, and you'll see right on the sidelines for the officials running up through the sidelines. He runs into a player who's not dressed. Right there. Oh, she might have missed it. Hang on. Actually, it might have skipped on me. Like, look right here, Paige. Left part of the screen. Boom. The player that runs into the ref. The ref runs into the damn player. It was a side judge. He's just sitting there. Watch Kirby. Can you read his lips?
Yeah. Now, damn, yes. God, he looks like Jerry Glanville right there.
He said, back the F up.
Yeah.
Parker Jones.
And so they brought it back.
Yeah, but you know what? It didn't really have an effect on the game.
No, they still openly sucked out loud. And then against them. It was still a good team, though.
Well, the controversy now is that happened earlier in the game. They went back in the fourth quarter, replayed that play, and then called him out again. And then people on social media are like, look, he's probably getting death threats, this kid.
Oh, no doubt. But also, what's the thing? I was talking to my cousin Brian last night about this because we were watching it. Remember the Ohio quarterback? They said, we don't know anything of the background of this quarterback, so you guys default the game. Wasn't that the thing with Georgia?
I don't remember that story.
Well, God, there was a thing about they came up, they didn't – their starting quarterback on day of was sick or ill or whatever, and they said, this is going to be our starting quarterback. And they said, well, you didn't have him on the paperwork as playing, so they didn't research film on him or blah, 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 and they wouldn't let him play. And I cannot remember who that was. But I thought Georgia had a similar situation because their quarterback, he's been there for it's like 5 years now. What's his name?
Carson Beck got
Carson
hurt.
Carson Beck.
And then Gunnar Stockton was.
And then there's a backup to him. And there was some jaw-jacking about that. And my cousin's like, SEC wins that every time.
Man, there's so many rules now that you can't even.
We were also drinking like hell, so that we were probably watching Golden Girls. Wasn't even watching TV. Who knows?
I tell you, on the way out, Paige's favorite quarterback is a coach now. He's the head football coach at Norfolk State University. He was named. His buddy Allen Iverson even showed up here to welcome him to coaching. None other than number 7 for the Atlanta Falcons,
Michael Vick.
Michael Vick.
Oh, why is that my favorite?
From Coach
Because you're into dogfighting, too.
really
no,
is.
I'm not.
From Newport News, a.k.a. Bad News.
I honestly forgave him because he asked for forgiveness.
Yeah, he's been ruled.
So I will.
They got dogs again. Dogs! He's got dogs! And I think all the dogs from that time have passed, or maybe one's alive. But he made good, I guess. And,
well,
you know.
I mean,
went to prison.
If there's anyone listening right now that's never done anything that they regret, then you're better than us.
Hell yeah.
I mean, now that's certainly something bad, but yeah, I mean, hell. Yeah, everybody's done.
If you got away with it, you're definitely better than us.
Well, no. Well, yeah.
That's true because we don't get away with anything.
Uh-oh.
Oh, God.
Not here.
No.
They whip out of here.
That's like your feces.
I think I know who's
who. Did you do that?
I say that as just a fun story of just fun, not any kind of hatred or anything. But it's really one of the funniest stories ever.
You making up stories about me, Fatty? Well, no, boss, that's what you told me. I swear.
Someone, what a pirate's peg leg would look like if it was not on the actual leg of the pirate and just laying in a toilet bowl.
Uh-huh.
And your boss comes up to you and two other coworkers and say,
"Are you the one?
Did you flush in there?" Why?
Why?
You said, we didn't know you were serious. Like, you were serious about it. But
I haven't had a solid number two in years.
Really?
That's a good defense, too.
I'm how like, dare you it. Blame me?
And then, you know, you have the...
Everybody poos.
You have the pandemic thing. It's like, oh, you can't talk about health anymore. So.
Well, it looks like a letter J. I know it was you, Fatty. So, yeah, I'm not that talented.
I always put mine with umlaut over it. Look, dip,
dip. All right. It's a great song.
Umlaut.
By Hanson?
Yeah.
I'm Chris Hanson.
Just walks out with a blonde wig.
This was you.
Do you think you were going to sexually assault a child tonight?
Oh, my God, man.
Man, I'm in the wrong house. Let me back up out of here.
Wait a minute. He told me he was 18.
Oh, my
but
God.
But still, though. Even if that's the case, you're married to a woman and really? You meet an 18-year-old boy here at his house like dad's out of town. Should still know. Weird.
Is perverted should justice know. Still a thing even?
I hope
they
not.
Got so many plugs during that.
I think they ended up getting in some kind of lawsuit because they – I'm talking out of my ass now, but
– No.
He literally is.
I'm doing a Jim Carrey. It was something where they surveilled someone and it ended up not being, and they kind of – they probably are still a group that maybe changed the name.
Maybe one of the actors, you know, was actually underage. I don't know. I don't know what happened.
Or maybe, well, yeah, it's crazy. It's after a while, that's going to like mess with you, though. Like, I think their heart is in a good spot to want to do that. But then at the end of the day, you go home, you're taking a shower, and you're like, man, I was just pretending to be a 13-year-old girl all damn day. This is weird.
Dude, I got to check the local guy that does it.
Yeah.
I haven't seen an update in a while. Yeah. Usually, it takes them a while to entrap the people.
Yeah.
And to release the screen.
Guess I'm working from home today, guys. That's crazy. But it's needed, sadly. Damn it. Speaking of that, holy moly. Did you see that? My running joke has been people from South Carolina have to go to North Carolina to gamble, and people from North Carolina have to come to South Carolina to watch their online porn.
Yeah, oh, they cross each
wow,
other.
Wow, now.
That's a lot of
what
work.
What happened?
I don't know.
People are like, God, is it legal to gamble in South Carolina now? Mm-hmm. Yeah, right.
They're trying to make it that way. You know, Henry McMaster can't run again, so.
He probably owns a Steamboat Casino, knowing him.
He sounds probably like runs he would. It. Now, y'all, come on. We're going to take
we
off
got room
now.
For everybody. All you can eat.
You got your $3 bills. You better be betting them.
I got some jug bucks for you. All right. We'll take a break. We come back. We can talk about that. Whatever you got going on. Dax Harwood of FTR, AEW, half of the greatest living tag team in the world of professional wrestling. We'll be in studio 8 o'clock hour. And your call's next. 1-800-774-0093.
KP1s. Talk now at 800-774-0093. This is
The Rise Guys Morning Show.